Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone. So, this will be the second episode of How to Die Alone. We haven't succeeded so far in our mission, but we're going to be talking about relationships this time. I'm Stephen Henry.
And I'm Matt Williams.
I'm David Wayne.
Yeah, and let's get into it. Like, Matt, what do you got? You look like you got something on your mind.
Okay, like, I have a notepad in front of me, but there's not much written on it.
Your truth is inside of
it. Right, yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about, like, bad relationships or... Because, like I said, anytime we have a subject, we're just going to try to keep it on the darker side of relationships. So, I guess, like, I guess I'm just going to start it out and say, like, okay, what is a bad, or, like, okay, what was y'all's, like, first relationship? I'm just going to say, like, the first real one that you can think of. And that could be from, like, middle school or elementary school where they're just, like, you know, pushing you on the playground or vice versa. Like, that's what I'm going to ask.
Well, I never really had one that young. My first wasn't until I was about 14.
Yeah.
Late bloomer and all, I guess. Right. We had a really fucked up relationship.
Right, yeah.
At 14?
Yeah.
Right, you know,
finding out, like, the last don't have piece of pizza,
like, split bank account or whatever.
Some real Sid and Nancy shit.
Arguing over who's going to cover the tab.
Oh, yeah,
bills.
I got you.
We got electric.
Like, you mean like Sid Vicious?
Yeah,
okay.
You get it.
Yeah,
you,
I get
Sex
it.
Sex Pistols, whatnot. Yeah, you got it.
Sid Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Sid Nancy, Jack and Diane.
Great movie.
So, the way I met her was, this is going to get fucking
is that a mutual acquaintance?
Yeah, it was a mutual acquaintance. So she was at my friend's house, and she was trying to coerce me into coming back to my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
God, I'm glad I've been drinking for this. So she was trying to convince me to come back, and she was like, what's it going to take for you to come back? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I'll let you do anything. I'm like, well, that's a great offer. It's a great bargain.
All right, the rabbit hole's opening.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was
is this 14. Your virginity story?
No, I wish. No. I was 14 at the time. She wanted me to come over.
How old was she?
Up.
That's my
she
question.
She was 16, almost 17.
It's a virginity story for sure.
Oh, God, I like
she
that song.
She lived with her grandmother and had no contact with either of her parents. That should have been a huge sign.
So, DCF baby?
I have no idea.
Or protective custody?
Yeah. But, like...
This sounds horrible. Let's keep going.
The thing I took for the offer was... I was like, well, can I make it... I was greedy even then. I was like, can I make it two things?
Oh.
You're already
good
negotiating.
Lord.
Well, I didn't go too far, though. I was shrewd, but
right.
The things I went with is I was like, can I kiss you? You know, that's playful. And
so depraved.
Can I touch your tits?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I was 14.
I mean, yeah.
you were going to go, like, good, bad. Like, can I kiss you and then fish your asshole?
I don't think I'd put
that.
I don't think I'd put two and two together.
Well, that's how you
14.
Do it. You give them the wide spectrum. So, like, oh, we'll just have sex. Let's just even the middle ground. You know
right.
What I mean?
We'll do two at the same time.
So I eventually got to do that in the parking lot of my friend's apartment.
And that's second base, right? Like
that's second base, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, under the bra?
It was over the bra at first, but under the bra pretty soon after.
You got to touch a nip for the first time.
It was pretty interesting, though, because when I did go under the bra, that was the first pair of tits I ever saw in person since, like, breastfeeding.
And right.
You remember your mom's tits when you were breastfeeding?
I know I saw them. I don't remember what they looked like.
Okay, that's right. Good. That's a good thing.
But yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Probably pretty intimidating.
I'd be gay by now. But
right.
Get him. Anyway, so she... This first time I saw them naked was interesting because I'd never seen breasts in the nude before. But they weren't
saw Playboy or anything
nude.
Before
no,
that?
Not,
like
not
a,
in person.
A dirty movie? Oh, okay.
Okay.
And
yeah.
The thing that made it interesting is she
IRL.
Had three errant hairs on one of her nipples.
Was she Greek?
No.
Italian?
Yeah, Italian.
Indian. Like,
oh, American.
Indian.
Okay. That makes sense.
American Indian.
Yeah.
I'm Native American, so I get it.
So she's like a wind talker? That's so bad. I'm sorry.
My Navajo.
Yeah. So you're going to be my Navajo. Get it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it was a treat to eventually get to suckle on them hairy nuts.
How old was she again? Like 16?
16, almost
so
17.
So Alabama, that's almost no, so okay.
She already had an alcoholic problem, you're saying, or alcoholism.
Right.
She was like way into weed. Like she smoked every day. And I'll never forget one of the lines she said to me. Was, she's like, I'm going to ruin you. And I'm like, that's romantic.
Bone saw's ready.
Bone saw's ready.
More like boner saw. Get it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tit saw. His first tits that he saw.
Nip hair's ready.
Nip hair's ready.
It got so much worse from there because she kept trying to want to fuck my friends.
That's awkward.
Wait, yeah.
To want to?
To want to. She was like, do you know anybody? I'm like, me, I'm kind of here. And she was like, no.
Like, no, I'm good. Awesome.
Yeah, so that was a fun relationship. She also made me cross-dress once. That was fun.
She made you cross-dress?
Yeah.
Were you still 14 or was that like later
on?
I was
still 14. We were only together for like 9 months. We weren't really together, but
Well, that's a long relationship then.
Wait, did you just see it as you were together and she was just like, this is a guy that hangs out with me?
It's kind of what it was.
Okay, all right. I didn't know. I'm just trying to, you know, work the
foundation. I rocked a sundress and some heels. It was
nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
You look good in it, though?
Yeah, how are your calves?
No, it was terrible.
Did you do your makeup?
I look like Janet Reno.
Or Will Ferrell.
Before or after
Janet
Waco.
Yeah, right.
I was
did she do
in
your
building.
Makeup for you?
Yeah, she did my makeup. You know, nice. I never realized, like, the courage of women to wear makeup. Like, they're such heroes because having that much mascara on, it makes you feel sleepy.
I don't know. I've never had that, but it sounds interesting.
Ladies. Like, what, like your eyelids are just, like, heavy? Is that
yeah,
what
your
you're
eyelids
saying?
Feel heavy and, like, itchy from, like, the mascara and
oh,
shit.
Okay. Yeah, no, I...
I didn't know
that. That makes sense.
That's
well,
awesome.
Like, I mean, it's an irritant that you're putting on your eyelids. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's what your eyelids or, like, your eyelashes are for. It's, like,
protection
to keep
out
shit
your
out of
eyes.
Your eye. Yeah. And then you're just, like, caking it on. It's like, anytime I've ever felt asleep, I'm like, my eyelids will not stay closed.
I'll never
and so I cannot imagine being tired and having on mascara.
That's what you need to do. When you can't sleep, just put mascara on.
Guys, we figured it out.
That's the key to life.
Melatonin-laced eyelashes.
But I will tell you, It was all kind of worth it to wear the dress and whatnot because eventually one time she gave me a hand job to the movie 8mm.
Were you wearing the dress at the time, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do either of you know about that movie?
The one with Nicolas Cage, right?
Nicolas Cage.
That's all I know about
films.
It.
Yeah, it's like snuff films. Right? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's why, like, I thought if you were wearing the dress, it'd be perfect.
Jerking me off under the pants and just like tugging away. Just like as we're watching a movie about some guy trying to find his daughter who's already been dead for months. It's like...
Oh. Is that how it sounds? Like rustling change?
That explains a lot, Steven.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's so hard for you to get off now.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching, like, snuff films being jerked off over the clothes in a public theater.
All right, so if you ever hear maracas behind you, it's Steven Hangry.
Yeah, right?
I said hangry.
I'm just making salsa.
Were you in the movie theater?
No.
Oh,
no,
you were
in
a house. Okay.
It was at my house. One time, the other time she jerked me off, like, at my house was we were watching American Pie. Like,
okay.
We were
standard.
Watching, you know, prime cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My best friend from middle school was, like, on one side of her, and I was on the other side, and she was jerking me off. My other friend either didn't know or didn't care that she was just jerking
right,
me
which
off.
Is worse.
I don't know which is worse. It was an awkward situation for everyone, though.
Yeah, because...
I would have asked her to join in.
Well, that's why it was like it was a girlfriend of hers.
That's what I used to say. I used to tell my friend about it because I'm like, did you know or didn't you? He's like, I don't remember. It was just
it was a guy. I thought it was the other friend was a girl.
No.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
No. And,
well, if you're a dude, it seems like you have that not even a sixth sense. You just know. It's like,
no,
hey, someone's dick's out. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like you can walk into a room as a guy and be like, someone's dick's out.
I feel like he should have just like gently coughed, like,
right.
You have two hands.
Exactly. Right. Put her in the middle, dude. That's what I was thinking. Put her in the middle. And then she could just say, "Oh, we're just practicing skiing."
Yeah. You know? Hey, yeah. I'm just setting up these mic stands.
Go black diamond.
I'll say. Hard as one.
Man, that went really well.
So that was, yeah.
David.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, well, like, that's what I was kind of excited to hear about David, because he was like, I've only had, like, three relationships, so.
I have, like, I'm serious just like, relationships.
That's why I'm like, well, if you've only had three, then, like,
they must have been,
like, good and then just gone really bad.
Well, if it was to the first episode, I, like, do nothing. I'm very lazy. So it's like, oh, someone wants to touch my dick, so let's just keep doing this for a while.
Someone, like, jumped through David's window, and then they're, like, holding a piece of the glass of the window that came through against his throat or something.
Yeah.
It's like, don't you dare try to leave me.
Right. Like, exactly. It's like, I'm 17. This is real.
Dude, I wish. I wish I had dick game like that to, like, have psychos, like, jumping through windows after me. But that's...
Jumping out of the pool like Wolverine.
I didn't watch all that Dawson's Creek for nothing.
If I can't have you, no one will. I wish that was the case. It's more or less like, you'll do. You know?
She gave you the babe speech.
Yeah. Right now. It's just like an eye roll.
Dollar MU, is that what she just said?
It's just like an eye roll. Like,
you, Dave.
I guess we're doing this, you know? I don't know. No, I was going to talk about middle school as well. Like, I remember the first like girlfriend I had.
Yeah.
Like, the first girl I bought something for. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Was it a condom?
It was this girl named Steph. No. It was in middle school.
Cock ring, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the old middle school cock ring. Sorry, Dave.
They gave him out, health class, they just gave him
abstinence.
Out. Abstinence. You know? They're like, fuck a condom. Just here. Just use a cock ring. It'll help you.
Oh, God.
They knew, though, because they watch it change. So they're like, you're going to need this. Everyone else gets a condom.
Yeah.
Here's a penis pump.
I think
that's why there needs
to be like a mood cock ring. So you know what kind of night you're in for.
No, it was like...
Not when you're like 14.
When they put it on and it's blue immediately.
I was like 12.
Yeah.
Gonna have to drain this thing like a boil.
Oh, God.
Like a blister, yeah.
Yeah, like a drain it. Sorry, David.
Dude, you didn't say anything wrong. It's okay. We were in middle school, so I was probably 12. And her name was... Is that how old you are in middle school, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's when you start.
Yeah, 14 is like freshman year, I remember.
Yeah, you're right.
But her name was Stephanie, and it was one of those where
it's
like...
It's always a Stephanie.
It is.
Like, I always. Feel like it all... Yeah, because that was like...
But the thing is, I wanted to get girlfriend. To... Her friend, like, so I started dating her
because
I liked her.
Oh,
friend.
You did, yeah. It was the
I
long
like
time.
Reversed what Steven did there, or what happened to Steven, where she was trying to get guys to fuck her.
Yeah, it just kind of happened to me.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, he kind of bumbled your way.
Just cross-dressed incidentally.
You know what's funny? Like last year, I was going through my divorce, and someone was talking to me like afterwards, and they were like,
"Oh shit, it was last year." Like I knew you were divorced, but I didn't know it was like. Last year.
Yeah, things move quick. This girl was talking to me, and she was like, yeah, I don't know if you know, I'm pretty sure you were molested. I'm like, huh, I never really thought of it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the girl was just kind of, like, tempting me with sexual favors and, like, trying to fuck my friends and, like, clearly knew way more what she was doing than I did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so she's a sexual predator.
That's
yeah.
every relationship yeah. I've ever been in.
Yeah, I was...
Like, that's... Isn't that, they always know way more than me. You kidding me? Like, I've had three relationships, you know.
Right.
But no, Stephanie. So Stephanie, like, that was the first girl I bought something for. I remember we went. It's so fucking cheesy. Like we went to like, I don't remember where we were, but it was like a fair or something. And I bought her this baby bottle.
Carnival or fair? Because I think
fair sounds nicer, but it probably was a carnival. It was a baby bottle.
Way more PBR at a carnival.
You know, like those, it was like a little baby bottle. But you remember, you guys remember, listen, hold on.
God,
you guys remember when,
I don't know if I want to talk about this anymore. No, just like, why are we doing this?
You remember when sand art was like a cool thing?
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was a little baby bottle that had like the different colors of sand
in
it.
Yeah, then you just like poked a stick down
it. Was like $5 I bought it for, and I like slipped it in her locker. So like in between class.
Oh my God.
It's so creepy. A baby bottle locker.
Yeah.
But like, so I come in between classes, and she finds it.
Wait,
and
did
she
you know
walks
her
up to me.
Did you know her combination then?
No, like she had it open, and we were like, you know, not we're kissing probably or talking, and I just kind of like slipped it in.
So like makeout session
into the locker. You
yeah,
mean.
I was smooth.
Yeah,
into the locker.
You just slipped it in her locker.
Yeah.
Principal came up, David again.
Well, it was really tiny, so I figured if this ever goes anywhere, it's almost like not an unreal expectation. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's almost like realistic representation. So it was like, if this ever goes serious, she'll know. Like she's had practice on the baby bottle. But there's no. But that's what it was. Like she comes up to me after the next class, she finds it, and she's like, "Did you put this in my locker?" And she's all like sucking on it and stuff, and I'm like. That's why I put it in there. Like you know, I mean, we went to the first dance. The first
wait,
dance
was there sand in there? She's sucking sand.
No. It was closed top. Like you know, it, was, it looked like that was the vessel that held the sand. And then we go to the
dance.
So it
had like a nipple on it.
Yeah, it had like a little nipple on it. She's just sucking that, but there's no hole in it. Like she wasn't sucking.
Yeah,
her,
yeah.
She wasn't eating the sand.
Yeah, right.
That might have made it better, but like, the dance was great. Like, I remember we went to the dance, and we did the middle school thing where it's like, I'm so shy and nervous.
Yeah.
Where, like, I'm just, like, holding her hips, and we're, like, 10 feet apart from each other.
Right.
I just remember that. And her friend Michelle comes over, like, what's wrong with you two? And I'm like, I don't really like her. I like you, Michelle. Like, that was the whole point. Is
oh,
I wanted
what?
To get
you
to
actually
Michelle.
Said that?
No, or, no. I was thinking it the whole time. I'm not that much of an animal.
Like, right between songs?
Yeah.
Just 70
I'm breaking up with you at the dance to date your best friend. Like, that's what's happening.
Right.
But then eventually, like, me and her broke up, and then me and Michelle started dating, and I was like, yeah, this is not much better. Because we weren't doing anything different, but she was cuter, I guess, to me.
You're in two relationships in, though.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, does that count, though? We never did anything. We held hands at the skating rink during couple skate.
Well, she sucked your bottle, so, I mean, that's...
That was Stephanie. And then Michelle, we held hands at the skating rink. Stephanie wasn't a good skater,
so
that's
like,
why I had to break up with her.
I feel like holding hands at the skating rink is, like, you know, that upper echelon of, like, middle school, like, dating.
Yeah.
It's like you might
that's
as,
their third base.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you might as well...
This is as far as I'm willing to go. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I request a song for you? I don't know. We're not that serious.
Oh my god. Like
you come from Virginia, right?
Yes.
Did you guys have like the purity balls and shit or no?
I don't even know what that is. Like the purity rings?
Yeah.
Probably, but I definitely didn't have one of those.
Well,
the girls
I
hung out with.
Not a purity ball. Like.
Well,
that's like
the girls I hung out with, they wouldn't be ones that have them, if that makes any sense. So. Let's just say, like, I was a year early for Stephanie and Michelle. Let's just say that, all right?
Yeah.
By the time we hit, like, eighth grade, they were already...
Did you hit all the Full House kids? Like, Stephanie
and
Michelle?
Yes. I didn't even think about that. That's great.
You a DJ next?
No, what's the neighbor girl? I always liked her.
Oh, God.
The Dizzy one. Kimmy was the best.
Goddamn Kimmy Gibbler.
Dude. Kimmy Gobbler is what I call her.
I got it.
You know she is going to... Just take it to town, and it's worth it. You're going to have to deal with the psychoticness.
You know,
but
go get some Sonic.
So good. Yeah, dude.
Oh, she's got that weird single dad energy hanging over her all the time.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. Whereas, like, you know, Stephanie or DJ, they all have, like, a father who's, like, a weatherman. And... Wasn't he? Wasn't it Bob Saget, a weatherman on there?
Uncle's living in basements.
Yeah, there's too much positive male influence in their life for me.
Yeah, I barely know one that's in a good mood.
They're giving you impossible
much less
standards.
Like a,
yeah, exactly. I got to live up to this guy. He says voices. I can't do that. You know what I mean?
I don't even have to do the puppet. That's always a good.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Oh, I don't even have a puppet. I've got like a dead squirrel, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I would never be as cool as Uncle Jesse.
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. Yeah. I would never be as cool as Uncle Jesse, and I wasn't as funny as Dave Coulier. So
yeah.
I had to go for the neighbor girl because I'm like, yeah, you have lower expectations.
Yeah. All right, so how to not die alone? Low expectations.
That's the secret.
Right. Yeah, that's fucking great. I didn't have my first real relationship was like in high school, and that went from was like 10th grade. No, maybe 11th grade till like first year of college.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was 3 years and we never had sex. It was like everything but. Yeah. And then
it was the butt?
Everything but butt.
She might, she had a Christian ball, didn't she? She's like, you can't put it in there, but you can put it back here.
I think if I, like, maybe
front,
if I, yeah.
Front parking, not so much. Back lots are wide open.
It's dark. It's dark. Anyone's allowed back there, but, you know.
Yeah, and it was
just
yeah.
go next to the dumpster.
Yeah.
And well, it's one of those things where it's like you don't know what you're missing if you've never had it before.
Yeah.
And so it was the girlfriend after that was when I think like I had my first real adult relationship, and that was like when I was 20 and lost my virginity.
Mm-hmm. And you were 20?
Yeah, I was 20 when I lost my virginity.
I was 18.
How about you, Steven?
17.
Nice.
Were you wearing a sundress? I just want you to have sex in a sundress.
Maybe my girlfriend can make it happen.
Okay, so it hasn't happened though. There's nowhere along the lines.
You wait, your partner.
Huh? Your partner. Yeah.
That hasn't happened. Like in between that. Oh man,
no,
I'm so excited.
My losing my virginity story like is fun though, because
okay.
Well, we cut Matt off. Matt, you want to go with yours?
No, because it's not. It was like right after my birthday, and we had sex. It wasn't like
she's like, I didn't get you anything, but here you go.
Yeah, it's like it's the typical college. It's like, hey, I'm a virgin. You are too. Let's do this. And but that was how my relationships work. Is like I go for 3 or 4 years, and then it ends. And then 3 or 4 years that it ends, and so. But now I'm on this stint of like two years now, I think, without having a relationship, and it's been great. Yeah, well, it's been great because I'm like,
yeah,
not I felt like I was not a serial dater, but like you just
serial monogamous.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Where I guess like I mean I'm 32 now.
Jesus.
Like, yeah. Maggie! <God. laughs>
Yeah, where he draws breath.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's like, I don't want to do that to anybody anymore. It's like, you know what? Let's be a little bit more picky. Not saying they weren't good, but let's be, you know,
let's not settle together
anymore. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, I have an idea. How about we both be happy? And that's
we can both do better.
See, that's crazy because most people do that in their 20s. They won't settle. It's like when you're late 20s is when you start to get to that vibe.
Well, like I feel like it's a little bit easier just to like now. I think it's much there's not as much attached to like if we have sex, it's like it's just something that'll happen and it'll be awesome, and you don't have to tie a bunch of like strings to it of like I don't know like. Loneliness or just to be with somebody or like you have to be in a relationship to have sex. You can actually like having sex with somebody and
have nothing else in common.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's happened before.
I know all about that.
Yeah. Wait, so Steven, you're talking about your first time?
Yeah, my first time my girlfriend came up to me, I'll never forget this. Like this is my second girlfriend.
17.
My first girlfriend was named Jess. My second girlfriend was named Jessica. Really changed it up.
Yeah.
She approached me in the mall parking lot. She was like,
at least you can't get the name wrong.
I don't know if this is going to be a problem, but I would kind of like to be your first and blah, blah, blah. And like just basically proposing the idea to me. And she was like, just so you know, it's cool. We don't need to worry about a place because we can do it at my mom's house in her bed. I'm like, oh, that sounds fun.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
But what was funny
is... you say, oh, no, and awesome. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you were part of her sexual fantasy.
As her mom left the house, she
twice.
Was like... His mom left the house, she was like, I left some towels out. Would you please put them on the bed? Because I know you, like, get really wet.
What?
What the fuck? Her mom said that?
Yeah. She was like, what? Just don't make a mess of my bed.
So she knew what was about to happen.
Yeah.
So wow.
Did she order pizza for you guys, too?
We had to put...
She would be the ultimate mom movie.
Yeah, exactly. I got stuffed crust, get it?
She took her sister out for me. Like, she took her sister to go so we could, like, be at the apartment together.
Oh, of course it's an apartment. Yes. Come on, dude.
And we had to put, like, 2 layers of towels down because she, like, just kept leaking through them.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
She was a
were you that good? Or
no,
that just...
she was just a soppy Sally, man.
Soppy Sally. I just want to bathe in it. That sounds so good.
It was fucking amazing. And I remember, like, I was banging her with the condom on, like, you know, you're supposed to do.
But it probably slipped off.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah, it slipped off. And, like, I was like, well, like, you know, you probably on birth control and shit. And she's like, yeah, so we went and we tried it without.
Wait, so she said, I want to be your first, but I'm already on birth control?
Yeah, she was on birth control.
It wasn't her first, it was his first.
She had so much shit to, like, be okay with. Like, she had this, like, foaming cap that she put in there and, like, formed, like, a dam.
Dental dam.
No, not
dental. Oh, it wouldn't be dental.
Not the
shit.
Latex you put over it.
It was like...
Is this fucking, spermicidal thing?
Like pussy fix a flat that she just like jammed.
Pussy fix a flat. That's awesome.
It was like the slime. Is
yeah, can you buy that at AutoZone? Can you buy that at AutoZone? Like next to the...
Jesus.
It was just awesome because like I could just bang out in there and like not worry about anything because like... All right, anyone who knows me, that's like my biggest fear is
nobody knows you.
Having a kid would be terrible.
Yeah.
Especially one like me. So
right. Well, I think we could say that for any of us.
So, yeah.
So banging without the condom was just like a game changer. And getting to do it that soon, like with the first girl I ever was really
yeah.
with, I was like, I don't think I can do this again, like with a condom.
Right.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. Condoms are the worst.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And it's funny
it makes me last like another 40 seconds. I can't remember that. I got shit to do. You
know? I want to know what the other perspective is like. Like, if for girls it feels the same or different without a condom. Because, like, for me, it's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they can feel a difference. Maybe. But with that girl, probably not. Because that shit was like a water slide. It didn't matter who was going in there or going right. down it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's crazy.
Is that, like that's
no, hold on. How yeah. did that boost your ego, like, so much? Like, the second time you had sex, you're like, baby, why aren't you soaking through two layers of towels? You know, like, do you think all girls at that point did
Friday,
that?
You
or did
had
you
three.
Know, like...
I knew...
Like, I meant with the second girl, like, you've been with. You know
no, I knew I was very fortunate, because the first girl I did stuff with, Jess, had, like, a very dry pussy. And so...
Oh, that was the first girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that's what this one was the first girl.
No, this is the Jess first girl Jessica, I fucked. Right? Jess, I fingered.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
And, like,
so you already had these a little bit different expectations.
Her was like kind of rubbing up against like a cat's tongue or like a shark scale.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But the opposite way.
Yeah, there really wasn't much to it.
Sandpaper.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's my fault because she did want to fuck other guys. So like,
that's true.
Could have been on me.
So she was just dry while you were fingering her? That sounds painful for both parties.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah,
you didn't do like a little
about that.
Huh? You didn't do like a little lick maneuver going on
yeah,
there?
Yeah, so you didn't do anything for that?
No, I wanted to.
Bad Steven.
A lot of... I have found a lot more women than I thought have problems getting their pussy eaten.
Eaten,
yeah,
like
having their pussy licked.
They don't like it?
No. No, it's shocking.
I don't know. Like I said, I've only been in a few relationships.
Well, I have met than a handful who are like against the idea entirely, and I'm like, why?
Okay, so I found the opposite, where it's like they really love it, but nobody will. So yeah, that's
how are they not fun? Eating pussy is amazing.
Well, like I just think of it as like a gentlemanly.
This
endeavor.
Turned into a good relationship podcast. It was about bad. Now we're getting into good stuff.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, if she's gonna, you know, if she's gonna put like your dick in her mouth, like why not just go face first for? Oh, like that's a gentlemanly endeavor, and like doesn't necessarily mean you have to think of it as like going tit for tat, but like,
yeah. Yeah, you gotta though, you gotta return the favor. You
that's,
know what I mean?
Well, that's what I thought, but
the thing is, like,
but I found a lot of girls that are like, oh, no guy will go down on me. And I'm like, what?
This one, girl
I thought this just like. Being polite.
I thought that was part
least.
Of sex. Like, that's like the warm up to it.
Yeah.
This one girl I knew
it was
in
like
high
bad
school,
in practice.
Not even saying I'm that good at it. I'm just saying, like, at least.
This one girl I knew in high school was like, I would never suck dick. And I was like, well, would you get your pussy? And she's like, of course. I'm like, I did not know they made girls like you anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like I thought they retired those units a couple years back. Like, what is this?
Oh, man.
No, like, yeah. It's,
I always thought, my thing was it was always like a warm-up to
this
it.
This is
going to
be
I mean?
Like our last episode, by the way.
Probably.
Before we get
we're gonna get
of
taken
street.
Off the internet where anything goes
yeah,
because of this. Yeah
you can find us on the dark web after
what I'm
this.
Saying is if you're willing to get your
this
genitals...
Isn't that bad. It's just we're actually just talking about it.
So, if you're willing to get your genitals licked, you should be willing to lick back.
Right.
Like,
yeah
you have to.
I agree.
It's like a thing you have to do. It's like, so weird.
You don't have to do it, but at least offer it. It's like offering a piece of gum to someone with no teeth.
Like. After dinner, man.
Exactly. After dinner, man. Was it the chewy kind or the suck on kind? Got to gnaw on a little bit? Was it that powdery mint?
Wait, what was Jeff Klein's roast for you, Steven, about like chewing the fat? It's like, it normally means like having a conversation, but for you it means going down on your girlfriend.
Yeah. Which doesn't make sense.
I know. Tiny. At the time, it was really funny.
Yeah, she's really tiny. That doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. I'm
very lucky.
It was like, you don't know her.
Back to the bad relationship.
Yeah, well, my first sexual experience, if we want to get into it, was my high school sweetheart as well. I was 18. She was 17.
Nice and legal.
But we had, perfect.
Kind
of. Actually, no, I just literally incriminated myself, didn't I?
Well, the statute of limitations.
Well, no, I think there was consent, and she's within 1 year, so it's okay.
The consent has to come from the parent.
Yeah, well, the parents were cool with it because they got her on birth control. So that must
did the parents
been.
Let you use their bed, towels, and everything?
No, that did not happen. Linens. It was in my own bed.
Linens in it.
Go fucking mommy's bed.
But no, it's like... mommy's. But it's great because we were each other's first in everything, pretty much.
Right.
So I was 18, she was 17, but she... It was after... I don't remember when it was. But... The first time she went down on me was great. This is a true story. We're at a dinner table, much like we are right now.
Did she go under the table?
No. The way we, she was...
This is nice ham.
Well,
honey, we are at Burger King right now. Show some respect.
She wanted a junior Whopper.
What a Whopper.
She didn't want the Whopper. She wanted the junior Whopper.
Yeah. Give me that chicken fry.
No, we were... She would come over in the summertime and spend the night because neither of us worked.
Oh my God.
So she would stay over, but she had to sleep on the couch,
right?
Quote unquote. And then she would come into my room and stay in the bedroom, and then in the morning go to the couch. You know what I mean? That was the agreement her parents said. Were she can't sleep in the same bed, but she can sleep over. My mom's the same way. You can't sleep in the same bed, but she would sneak in there. My parents were upstairs. My bedroom was on the first floor. Anyway, so I remember at dinner one night, it was crazy because we were all eating dinner. My dad, my mom, and her, and me, and we're sitting at the dinner table, and we're eating, I don't know, I think we had steak or something, really good. Yeah. She's like, this sucks. She's like, I hate being sick. I can't taste anything. And instantly in my head, I'm like, oh, really? So later that night, we go to bed, and I was like, we're making out or whatever. She had jerked me off before, but I'm like, why don't you just go down? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, come on, you said you couldn't taste anything at dinner. It's not. You're not gonna be able to taste anything.
Oh, you dog.
Yeah, and I did. Yeah, dog. Right. Oh, dude, it was great. That was the first BJ. But then we ended up having sex with her later on.
Did you ask her afterwards? And she was like, "Compliments to the chef."
No. No. But
a real palate cleanser.
But it's great because after that first time, she's like, "Oh, this isn't so bad." I'm like, "Exactly. We should do this every night now." And I'd already gone down on her before that, I think. So it was great. Yeah. But the first time we had sex, we didn't even have a condom. And well, it was weird because I didn't have any. And I was like, she's like, I think I'm ready. And I'm like, okay. And I remember at our computer desk, there was I guess my dad had a condom out there at one point, in one of the drawers. And I'd seen it before. And I run out there and I'm hard. So it's a weird waddle. And I'm like, please be in this drawer still. And it was. And it was just some red cherry thing or whatever. He never said to me anything about it, but I think he knew that I used it.
Yeah, that's what I noticed is parents know.
He had to have known.
Yeah.
You were running with an erection, just it flailing in front of
ass naked, dude. Not much flailing going on. It's just kind of sticking there. But yeah.
Right. Like a dowsing.
My balls were flapping. Those things were big.
What was the flooring situation? Tile?
Oh, no, it was all carpet. I ran on carpet, you mean. Yeah. But and then I went back to the bedroom.
David's feet slapping against the tiles. He's waggling dick on the way.
Wagging dick.
All sweaty because we're getting into it. Yeah, that makes sense. No. But I came back with a condom, and I didn't really know how to put it on, so I'd never done it. So I'm like, she's laying there, whatever, and she's like, you know what you're doing? I'm like, yeah. And I'll figure the shit out.
Of course I do.
And for some reason, instinctually, I just figured it out on the fly. And And I'm like, you ready? She's like, yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God, dude. That the first time was just so great.
Have you guys had the, spermicidal condoms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, okay. does the tip of your dick burn after you guys use that? Because I've had a couple times where it
is it the numbing ones?
I don't think it was supposed to be numbing. It was supposed to have like the spermicidal lubricant
to kill
on it.
The sperm.
Yeah. But that, yeah,
the Noxinil like, 9.
Yeah. But it's like scientist. At the yeah. But like it just felt like torture at the end of it. I was like, this makes me not want to do this anymore if it's going to feel like this once I'm done.
Or the burning. No, that's just gonorrhea. That's what
yeah, exactly. You got and Mormon condoms. I was like, has it ever burned for you guys? And you're like, no. And I'm like, oh, no.
You need to seek a physician.
She lied to me.
Did you get those condoms from the church?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in like second stage.
Like,
it now.
Feels awful. Yes, my child. Never again.
Never again. Not to hear me.
Put this sand spur in it.
Oh, sounds painful. We did it for 3 years. We did it for 3 years. That was like a serious relationship. That was my first serious relationship. So
yeah, well, like yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Or was it like okay? So how do you guys know when it's like over? When you're like, all right, I gotta.
They break up with me. They break up with me is how I know it's over.
So for me,
do you see it coming though?
Oh yeah,
for sure. Yeah, it's
just like oh, okay. So,
but like I said,
inevitability.
The reason I bounced from relationship I've only been in three is because of that. It's like I'll just kind of muster through until they decide they don't want to do this anymore.
I knew my marriage was falling apart when we couldn't even watch Jeopardy anymore
without arguing or just in general.
We would watch Jeopardy and she'd be like, "Do you see how Alex treats the women?" And I'm like, "Is this?"
Are you serious? She was like, drop in that?
Yeah. I'm like, Alex Trebek's a dick to everybody.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing.
It's like, have you seen that SNL with Will Ferrell being like, Trebek is an asshole to everybody, does it? Like,
equal opportunity hater.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. That's crazy, though. Like, she would do that just like being.
Every time. Like, we would watch Jeopardy, and it was every time she's like, she would just nudge me, like, hey, do you see what he said to her? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, no, hold on. She was saying it like he was saying bad stuff?
Yeah. He was like, she's treating her like a moron. I'm like, he treats everyone like a moron.
It's like the second you get it wrong, he's like, idiot.
That was a good guess. Would have been better if it was the right one. I'm Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. I have a mustache.
So she was comparing you to Alex Trebek.
I don't know if it's that deep.
He's Canadian.
I'm not... I'm part French-Canadian.
Me too.
Ew.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She's comparing you to Alex Trebek, who's a Canadian. He's really not that mean of a guy, though. Canadians can't be mean.
Maybe it's just so French that...
You should have did? You should have pulled up a fucking photo like O.J. Simpson and be like, do you see how he treats women? It could be a lot worse, sweetie. All right?
I just put on like...
I'm just being sarcastic to you. Exactly.
I should have put on any Dice special.
Oh, exactly. Just like, yeah, easily.
Here's 5 minutes of Andrew Dice Clay.
You hear what he says about women?
Now call Trebek and apologize.
You're lucky. You should be getting on me right now to make up for this.
Yeah, mine's one like, I just, it's... When you can't hang out with somebody, and all you want to do is leave, I feel like that's when I know it's over.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it was effectively, though.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I'd still love them and shit, but at the same time I'm like, God, why don't I want to be around you? It's like, how has it changed so much from like I love you dearly to. God,
yeah, but
do you want Sonic? I'm gonna go get a Coney dog.
But that's hard because of the fact that you know if you watch Chris Rock's special, okay, he says you've never really been in love unless you've wanted to kill the person you're with. So it's like, well, who the fuck
Which
do
is
I believe?
Fucked up about like love.
I've
you
loved
know?
A lot of people. Then.
Yeah. Exactly right. That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love everybody.
Number one. Yeah. Mother Teresa was a homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
Oh, bringing it back.
Salvador Dali. Not Salvador.
Van Gogh?
Not Salvador.
The one that cut his ear off?
No, the Tibet guy.
Tibet guy?
The Dalai Lama.
Sorry. I couldn't get Dalai Lama.
6 degrees.
Salvador Dalai Lama.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's what happened with me. Was where It was just like
you just couldn't be in the same room with them.
Yeah,
like that's what I was asking. We were talking about watching Jeopardy. I'm like, you guys just sitting on the couch watching Jeopardy, just hating each other.
Yeah, and see, like I can't even imagine that, and like having kids.
But that's the thing, she wanted kids, and I'm like, there's no way I can bring kids into this.
Yeah.
Well, they always think that's going to make it better. That's what they always think. And it's like, no, it won't.
You know what's going to fix this party?
It's going to make you resent me even more because he's half like me, and it's probably not my good half.
You're going to see his tendencies in me by the time he's 10.
So you're going to turn him into me, a bitter, but he's going to be half, he's going to be like 10 years old, and he's going to hate women already. Is that what you want? I'm kidding. That's a little too personal, but.
I don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm just resent them, I guess is the word.
I don't
resent them.
I don't want any specific harm to come to them.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
This just turns into women bashing now.
So, yeah,
this is not
like,
good.
And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to go on the misogyny thing, but at the same time, I was like,
for a lady, you're kind of a
stuff
dick.
Happens, you know? It's like, okay, so when I was in middle school, I was dating this girl, and I thought, you know, that was the closest I had come to being engaged, and yeah, exactly. So this is how I know long distance doesn't work.
I was in middle school, that's the closest.
We had the same trapper keeper it was meant to be.
Wait, what did I say? Where was I?
The middle school?
Oh, no, not
she
even
was
middle
Mike
school.
Kelly
I'm
Kapowski.
Sorry. No, I meant to say medical school when
oh,
I was
Oh, medical
in,
school.
Yeah,
you said middle school.
Caribbean.
That's why we
were
laughing. We're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's
closest
what I was
you've
like,
ever
I was
come
like,
to marriage in middle
like,
school?
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a punchline in there. No, it was. I was in medical school, and I was in the Caribbean, so it was like a... You know, a long distance thing.
Hold on a sec. For the listen, he may have said medical school, but I think he said middle school.
I'm
right?
Pretty sure he said middle.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
right, go back.
I'm probably starting to slur at this point.
It's fine.
So I meant to say medical school. I'm sure it came out the way y'all heard it. You know, the funny way.
Yeah, exactly.
And but it was like whenever I was home, she's like, "Oh my god, I love you." Blah 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 blah. But whenever I was home, she was like, "Yeah, well, there's this guy," and I'm like, "Oh no," and. Yeah, so eventually it. Now she's married to him with a kid.
Well, you can't feel too bad then, because she at least married him, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
Or does that make you want to hate her
it's
more?
It's kind of like, well, I guess he dove on that grenade then.
Do you want kids?
No, because I guess in retrospect, I'm like, oh, so like the good thing is that like you're not tied to somebody that's it's like, oh, well, you're in front of my face, I love you. Oh, you're gone, I love this guy.
I feel like because of my mental illness is why I don't want kids.
Smart.
Because like smart. They say it's hereditary, and I'm like, I can't deal with more of that.
Yeah. You're putting that on someone else. It's just
right.
Like, oh,
yeah, time and pressure, man.
Like, just my kid coming home from first grade with their first grade problems. Like, I just kind of want to jump off the bridge, and I'll be like, I can't.
Like, at least speak properly when you say it.
That's one more fucking thing.
No, put your tongue behind your teeth when you say bridge. Oh, God.
Yeah, kids are nuts. Bad relationships.
Bad relationships, yeah. But so, it's like, it's. But it's. I know it's not their fault at the same time. It's like, it's like, I know I'm not the best dude to be with either.
Well, yeah, see, that's good.
Yeah,
so you're bringing it up because I think we started
like,
in the beginning a little bit about bad.
We're gonna bash
but like,
a little bit,
well, that's
but
the
like,
thing.
I know it's not all them.
No. Yeah, every relationship that you have, you're going to look at it from a standpoint of like, okay, well, this is why it didn't work. And, of course, you're going to favor yourself in that departure, so to say. But
I got some incredibly moist pussy from my first pussy, and the mom was willing to do it. I mean, that... Feminism reaps
that wasn't
benefits.
A bad relationship, though. That's
what
I'm confused.
No, that's
about.
What I'm saying. Feminism,
you just told us about some baller shit that
it
he
reaps
did.
Benefits. Like, it was a good situation.
Yeah, I'm glad. Like, I'm glad you had like that good of a relationship for your first time.
It's not all bad.
Yeah, like she guided it in for you.
What do you mean, her mom?
Yeah,
she wasn't there. I mean,
no, but
I would
like
be cool with that. But
is mom hot?
No. Just the power dynamic of her mom.
Well, it's just like the powers that
you put that in your daughter.
Oh, stop it. I'm fucking half chub.
Fuck.
I mean.
Fuck.
This went from bad to good relationships, but I guess we should just say relationships in general.
So yeah, like, I guess like Matt, okay. So what's the shitty? What's some of the shitty stuff that you know that you do?
No, Matt, hang on.
Okay,
you're like the only real single guy here. So
yeah,
you've been doing like the dates on Tinder and all that. Like you're doing that shit, right?
Kinda, because like I haven't been putting in that much effort to it because.
That's the beauty. You don't really need to.
Yeah. It's almost been like
especially with Tinder. Like, I thought that just like, you swiped a certain direction, so right, that guarantees puss. Right.
Well, driving a boat around the bay.
That's the funny thing about it.
In the water.
But that's on both people, all right? You sign up for Tinder. It's like an agreement that you're getting laid if you swipe a certain direction.
Okay, from me reading women's profiles, like at least two-thirds of them say, like, not in this for a hookup. And I'm like, it's a hookup website.
You know what's
that
funny?
That turned into a dating website.
Matt, you know what's funny is, like, after the divorce, I started, like, hitting up Tinder and shit. And every girl I hooked up with, we would, like, be on our first date, and we would start, like, doing sexual shit. And she's like, I don't always do this. This is really unusual. I'm like, bullshit! There's no way I'm the guy you're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, let's hook up the first time.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's how I feel, too. I'm like, dude, I'm not that good looking. It's like, I'm an okay-looking dude, but don't tell me that you're making an exception. Because it's okay that this
little,
is like
her little spiel, have, like, her little spiel or whatever. I can't say the word right, but her
spiel,
her little spiel, little spiel pre-sex is like so fucking like monotone. It's like she said this 1,000 times already.
Right.
I don't normally do. Like you can
She's
see her just
reading
it's
it off her palm.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's rehearsed. You know, that's how you know it's not genuine.
Right. And that was my. That was kind of the thing that I'm going with now. I'm like, dude, I'm 32. Most of the people I'm dating are like late 20s, early 30s, or more. And I'm like, let's be adults. If you want to have sex, that's cool. Like, and if you don't, that's fine too. But like, it's like you don't have to jump in with me because like you know I'm a stranger. But at the same time, it's like it's cool if you're sexually independent, there's no need
to give you the used car pitch. Like, I don't really have that many miles on it. It's just a Sunday driver. It's like, dude, I don't care.
It's like I knew what I was getting into when I agreed to go on a Tinder date. You know what I mean? It's like you get a free meal out of it. I get some vagina out of it. You get off. I get off. Everybody's good. Like that's how I look at Tinder. And it's like if you're trying to use that as like a serious thing, it's like no, that's what the pay ones are for.
Go
like eHarmony or Christian, not even Christian, like eHarmony or Match.com. These are all, they're all like pay sites. So it's like you're obviously looking for something more serious. And I heard that their algorithms are actually bullshit anyway.
Yeah, they are. Have you seen the Elite Singles one? That was the one they're like, it's like you pay more and they're like, oh, are you looking for someone that's above the rest? I'm like, fuck you.
There's like
how
tiers
are you better
of memberships.
Than me?
No color blinds allowed.
Exactly. here's something that's bullshit about Tinder. If you want to pay for like the monthly subscription, it costs more if you're over 30 than it is if you're
are you shitting me?
I swear to God.
That's such an ageist thing.
I told you.
I kind of like Tinder now for that. I get it.
Because I get it. I'm supposed to have a career and I can have the expendable income.
That's the whole thing.
But I'm also not that desperate.
Websites have ruined it now because you used to have to get a career, make money, have a decent car, a place to live to get like a hookup. Right. So you're like, oh, well, that guy has shit. Now it's just like, oh, he's hot on Tinder. So it kind of ruined it for the good guys.
Kind of like being Insta famous.
Or just guys that are going to be having money. You know what I mean? Now you're
going to
hook up with
some
schlub.
Look at that guy having money and shit.
Yeah, you can hook up with this poor ass bastard, but he's got great abs. You know what I mean? So it's
abs.
But you know what you're going into. That's why it's BS, man. I can't believe they made you pay more on that one website.
What do they mean by something more? I saw it and I was like,
like, what do they mean by like something more? Like, it looks in their family background. Oh. Her father's past doesn't have a history of heart disease. It's that's a good match for me.
We're going to need the ancestry to see
how deep does this shit go.
It's like
the whiteness is. Exactly.
It's like making a pedigree. It's like, well, at least we're not going to have hip dysplasia.
Exactly. Ooh, our kids are prone to be redheads.
I don't know. I like my kids with
stutter.
Souls. Yeah,
more prone to stuttering, lazy eye. How far does this shit go?
I don't know.
What's that movie with Matt Damon where they make kids?
She's like going to take a blood sample, just like flick it in front of you and be like, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks for the 2 for $20, though.
AB positive? That's a rare blood. Damn. I can't get with you.
Yeah.
I told you about that one place, like the kink place that's it's 50 if you're a couple
and 10
if you're a woman.
Right.
And it's just like, that's crazy to me, because like, if you're a single dude, it's 50. If you're a couple, it's 50. And if you're a woman, it's 10. So like, basically,
and that's if like you the bring ratio, a woman probably. With
you, you go in free.
Yeah.
And the only reason I can imagine why a place like that would have that is because like, men make messes.
Well, it's a keep a ratio. Is it a bar, like a club place?
No, it's a fuck place. Like,
oh, okay.
It's just a place for fucking. So yeah. I'm like, they're
well, you got to keep the ratios, right? Well, you know, all dudes like stand.
Ladies' night type thing, you know,
or like 18 for girls and 21 for guys, because they want dumb 18-year-old girls there, so the drunk 21-year-olds don't fight each other over who to fuck.
Ata.
I just
that's what it's for.
They need the budget for the cum squeegee guy.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. Okay, the cleanup. Right. The bucket.
The fuck bucket guy.
The Sylvester Stallone to, like, come around Rocky, like, just, oh, get the bucket, you know? The bucket guy. He's just the bucket guy. Because Mick doesn't think you're better. You're not good enough to fuck yet on these couches. You get the goddamn bucket, and you mop this floor. You gotta work your way up.
Yeah, drop out her uterus, Rock.
You gotta work your way up to get employee perk benefits.
Oh my god. Some dude in a beanie just screaming at you. Just squeezing.
Where is this place, by the way?
Where do you think a sex place would be? Pinellas Park.
That or Ybor?
No, it's Pinellas Park.
I feel like Pinellas Park's worse.
It's so much worse.
I drive through there and I start coughing. I'm like, is there something in the air? Am I getting hepatitis right now?
On me, yeah, in Pinellas Park.
It smells like fucking here.
It's like Pegasus. You go to Pegasus, dude, you get hepatitis just walking into Pegasus. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, there's needles on the ground and shit.
Well, there's a urinal in there with the stuff with trash bags that's clearly out of order, and people have still peed in it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
So in Pinellas Park, there's a sex place.
Yeah.
Well, we're not that far from Caliente, which is like a nude resort, I think, isn't it?
Caliente?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called? Yeah. They do comedy there, by the way.
I heard from Bull, yeah. He's gonna love being mentioned in this.
Like, you have to be.
Can you imagine doing comedy in front of like naked people?
That would be,
and they're all white.
Easy.
You know, they're all white.
Oh yeah, that's how it always. I actually went to. No, I got tricked into going to a nudist colony like 3 years ago because my sister's husband at the time.
It was like some pizza under a box propped up by a stick. Just brought you in.
Can't get out of this box. Where are we going?
His band was like their first gig, and of course I had to drive.
Of course,
them.
Their first gig is at a new show. It'll take anybody.
And he was like halfway there, he's like, "By the way, it's clothing optional." I was like, "God damn it!" And like, this was like May.
That wasn't your first thought. Your first thought was like, "There's gonna be naked chicks there."
No.
And then you get there, you're like.
No, because that's what I know about like nudist colonies is like the people that go to nudist colonies are
the people you want to see naked.
Exactly. You do not want to see those people naked.
You think they do that on purpose?
I don't know. I think
that's why they have so many crazy nights with like bands and stuff. So that way they get to bring in people to like awkwardly look at them naked. You know what I mean? Like they do it on purpose.
Well,
like
no,
we're gonna get these people to stare at us
weird
naked.
Thing. Like you couldn't even find the place on Google Maps. Like you had to have specific directions to get there because it was called Secret Lake.
It's
I
like
think.
An eyes
Did
wide
you
shut
go
thing.
Down a dirt
fuck?
Road.
Yeah, that's it was.
That's
it was
rape
in,
road. They call that rape road. You go down a dirt road.
It was in no Jay, lights. Florida. I can't remember if it's Jay, Florida, or Jay.
That's
Alabama.
Not a real city. That's not
like you're, as in naked as a Jay.
You
or,
were
yeah.
brought to some.
And okay,
you
so
just heard the barn door creak shut behind him.
Is there a banjo playing during all this?
And so he was like,
put him on the tractor. Get up there.
Now dance. While we throw rotten fruit at you.
Oh my gosh.
No, but okay, so here's the weirdest thing about all of them. It's so like, weird. If you're going to walk around with it, like, okay. So it was the middle of the summer in Florida next to a lake. and there were all these dudes walking around, not butt naked, but they would wear a shirt but no pants. So why? They're just like Winnie Pooing it around the whole time.
Why are they doing that?
Exactly. I was like, and there were no mosquito candles anywhere.
They have the Winnie the Pooh shape?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like all
Winnie the Pooh,
like,
by the way, is a girl, first of all. I don't know if you know that.
I forgot about that. Dude, they were walking
that's
around
a girl.
Like, dude, they were not giving a bother.
But no, it's like a slap. It's a slap in the face to society. They're like, well, I can wear a fucking no shirt anywhere, but here I can go no pants and I'll put a shirt on.
Yeah, there's one dude wearing like Timberland boots.
No, like, no pants, no underwear, pants, nothing.
Or shorts or
did
anything.
That guy,
yeah.
Did that guy...
Was it a black guy? I thought it was all white people.
No, it was
point.
All white people.
Besides the boots, the only thing he had was a toothpick.
And a wife beater. Yeah. That was too short for
just
some reason.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a lot of midriff.
A lot of midriff. Like the holy shirts that are like the football, 80s football jerseys.
Because yeah. Like they're like, hey, don't.
And some Reeboks. And like no pants.
They're like, hey, please don't stare at the residents. And I was like, I'm staring at the dudes. I don't give a shit about the whip. These dudes are weird.
They're the ones I got to watch.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing I had ever
oh,
been around.
Gosh.
Dude. And again, it was like shirt, no pants. And like Timberlands, so just like hiking around, and like
that
they,
sounds like
yeah.
a bad relationship.
Yeah, yeah, bringing it back to you, that did you get in a relationship with any?
No, I did go out and get Red Bull and boiled peanuts, though. So.
I mean, what else are you gonna do out in GA fucking Florida? Hunt
yeah, like
alligators.
2 hours.
Like, there's
away
nothing
from
else
anybody.
To do.
Yeah, it's yeah. That was the thing. Anytime somebody loves to get naked, it's always the last person you want to see naked.
For sure.
That's not always true. Porn stars.
For the most part. I'm going to say like
oh, I see 80%. What you're saying. Like,
yeah.
Like in the real world. So it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
I've been naked places before, and like you've seen me with the clothes on. It's not better with them off.
Yeah, right. It's creepy.
It's so bad.
Just dude, we're also guys. Like the naked body of a guy is disgusting.
Yeah.
That's why, like, part. Strip clubs, like, I talk to girls about this. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. I would never go to an all-male strip club. They're like, that's disgusting. Just like, if I go see regular strippers, they're beautiful. They're in shape. Well, you know, not in Florida strip clubs, but, like, regular ones.
Yeah.
But they're like, they're always, Sunday. Yeah, they're always so beautiful. Their body, they have interesting parts. I'm like, yeah, and the guy's just like, ugh, we're just there.
It's all in a what?
But like even David, even if they're tight,
interesting.
Yeah, even if they're
interesting parts.
Yeah,
not good. They're not sexy.
They're
interesting.
It's interesting.
They accentuate.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, this is probably gonna be the most offensive hour.
It was a curious nipple.
It's interesting.
A pensive nipple.
Have you ever been like aggressively approached in a strip club?
Oh yeah,
like.
Strip clubs
like,
are weird.
Like,
I went the one I went to. No. I went with my girlfriend at the time, and she bought
that's
me a lap
way.
Dance,
yeah.
Which was weird.
Yeah,
but then I that's went and bad. Lap danced with her, and like the girl, the stripper knew that my girlfriend had bought it for her, and I had to buy her a drink. That's how they get you to go.
Yeah,
and you get like two songs or one song, and then she just like starts dancing on me. She starts making out with me. We're in a separate room, but my girlfriend was the one that bought it for me, and. Then she starts jerking me off, and I'm just like, I'm like, you realize my girlfriend's in the other room, which I loved because it made it so much hotter, but like, she had no fucks. She gave no fucks towards it. She smelled
Madam,
like vanilla.
Some decorum, please. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can
like,
we get a little?
It's kind of weird that like, if you know, like somebody's watching that happen to make sure you don't get all handsy. So like, when you're like, hands are up or down.
That's
and then,
how it
yeah.
was.
No,
and I was
dude.
Afraid to touch her. Dude, like, she's grabbing my hands and putting dude. Them on her ass.
Mad.
And then she sits on my lap. And, yeah. like, she sits on my lap with, like, you know, with her back on me.
The thing
and
is.
And then she takes my hands, puts it on her tits, and then she reaches around and starts jerking me off behind her. It was a magical position. I don't know how she even got into it. That flexibility is amazing.
The thing is, Matt, like, I don't know if it's different where you're from. In this area, not only is it okay, it's encouraged in strip clubs to touch them.
Oh.
I don't know
really?
About that. I've never been to one around here.
It was weird.
I haven't been around here yet.
The
I've
weirdest
been around
one,
here yet.
This is in like North Carolina somewhere.
The yeah. weirdest one is Mons.
Yeah,
Mons Venus.
Have it's like I been? Know that place, mm-mm. but I've never been.
Mons doesn't have rooms. I went to Mons for my bachelor party.
So you get private dances with everyone around watching?
Yeah, private, air quotes, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what they call it, yeah.
But, like, it was for my bachelor party, and my brother, he's as much a success as I am, so he didn't really have any money, so my dad had to foot the bill.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And
your dad was there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
So it's like a strip club where I'm sitting on a couch getting grinded on by, like, this bleach blonde chick with big fake tits, and, like, I can see the back of my dad's head as she's grinding on me. I'm like, man, it shouldn't be this easy to get hard while getting ground on by a hot chick looking at the back of my father's head.
Yeah, and with your family in the
room.
But
here we are.
Was your mom there too, Steven? Like, no. What is this?
My mom's cheering me on. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like,
get it.
She's like, stroke it harder. You're like, oh my God, why am I so hard right now? This is crazy.
It was so uncomfortable.
It sounds really awkward. I could never do that
with my dad.
Do
you think you could ever date a stripper?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you seen the money they make? It's insane.
Yeah, I was like,
have my nights free?
Why not? Yeah. I was like, I don't know, why not? I guess that that could push somebody's sense of like liberalism or like, well, I don't agree with it, but she's making a lot of money.
Oh yeah, well, no, I just said that jokingly. Yeah, it's just all about you have to have a sense of
trust.
You can't be insecure or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
if they come home to you at the end of the night, then they come home to you.
Yeah,
I mean,
because I guess I'm really hands off when it comes to relationships. Where I'm like, okay. Whenever I come home, I'm going to come home to you. Whenever you come home, I assume you're going to come home to me. Like, if I see a dude talking to my girlfriend, and, like, even if he buys her a drink, I'm like, hell yeah, that's money I'm not spending.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm like, hell yeah, that's a compliment to me for having a girlfriend that's hot enough to get a drink bought for her.
Mm-hmm. That's why I would never buy girls drinks. I'm like, I'm not getting you liquored up so you can go home and fuck your boyfriend. That's not happening. I'm not stupid. If they bought me a drink first, then I'd buy them one.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt too. They're like, well, you should buy a girl a drink, and I'm like, I got an idea. How about I don't do that?
Yeah, or like they're like, you should buy me a drink, and I'm like, you should buy me a drink.
I was like, what's your name? You know, yeah. It's like you didn't even introduce yourself to me.
Yeah,
because like, that happened to me in the crib, and she's like, my friend wants you to buy us a drink, and I was like, okay.
You're like, hey, me and my friend want you to blow us. See how that fucking worked. And all of a sudden, you're the weird one, right? No, that's bullshit.
Yeah. I'm being an asshole.
You were like, I'm just being normal. I thought.
Yeah, I was like, what's your name? And then she was like, Hannah. And I was like,
I thought we were just throwing our wish list out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not buying you a drink.
It's close to Christmas,
nice to
right?
Meet you.
Is it your birthday? No? Get away from me. No.
Yeah, exactly. And then her friend didn't even talk to me. And that was the one that wanted the drink.
It's so weird. Yeah, no, I hate that whole relationship opener. I'm trying to relate it back to relationships, but that whole opener where like you're at a bar and you know you talk to a girl for a few minutes and then they're like, oh, and they would say, oh, you should buy me a drink, and I would always be like, no, you should buy me a drink, and then they and judging from their reaction is whether or not I continued the conversation, because
right.
I'm not gonna sit here like I get it. That's,
I feel like if a girl appreciates it, she's like, yeah, hey, good point.
Yeah.
And then
that's what I'm saying. And sometimes talking. They would do that. And sometimes they'd make like mean face. And then I'm like, yeah, we're done here. Because this is obviously, first of all, and I don't know. Like I've never had a relationship with a woman I met in a bar or like that.
Right.
Or a club setting. It was always like friend of friends or I've known you for. Actually, every girl that I've been with, now that I think about it, I knew for a year before we had sex. Is that bad?
No.
Terrible.
Pretty typical.
Pretty typical. That
sounds pretty
sound
cucky.
Typical nowadays with these young people.
I just love saying that word.
Is that going to be the word of the day cucky. For like every episode?
Just getting cucked. Another
life,
day, another cuck.
My life's a cuck.
It's like we're back to the first story.
Yeah, exactly. That was the thing that always pops up online too. And they're like, tell me your best pickup line. I'm like,
Oh, I hate pickup lines.
Oh, yeah, it's like, does that? It's like, you don't want to hear that.
I'm not really a one-liner guy.
Yeah, exactly. I got more of a story for you.
Yeah, like, how about I regale you with a tale?
Why don't you take this where there's originals?
Yeah, the pickup lines are always so cheesy.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. This is a move I used to do. This is always fun. I would find like women that were at like a.
Oh, good. This is going great.
I'd find women that were like drinking like not beer. They would have like a
eggnog.
No, Shirley Temple. No,
glass of nog.
No, it would be like
just fucking cream on the lip.
Sheila, she's a winner. No, the cream on the lip. No,
yeah.
They'd have like champagne or like a mixed drink, and then I would buy a mixed drink, and I'd go up to them. It's so bad, but it worked like almost every time. Yeah. I'd go up to them, and I'm like, "Hey, how you guys doing?" They're like, "Hey." You know, kind of like, and then I'd be like, I'd separate myself from everyone else. I'd be like, what's up with all these kids in here tonight? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, everyone's drinking beer.
I am with my gimlet.
Yeah, right? No, but that's what I would say. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm like, everyone's drinking, you know, just.
What do you got there? Is that a sidecar?
Yeah, right? You got a little Sutter Home. You got a Sutter Home in there. But no, it worked, dude. Like, so many times it would work, and then I'd have a female friend.
So your line is, what's it with all these kids in here?
Because it separates, like, we're both in the same class, and everyone else is, like, kids. Or we're adults. You know what I mean?
Room negging.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a psyche thing.
Like,
it works. And then the best. No, if you have a female. If you have a female, like, friend.
You know what that's like? That's like the guy in Casablanca. Just like, let's get out of here with all these squares.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. And it's just a newer version of that. Yeah. And it worked then, didn't it? Yeah. Exactly, it works.
Casablanca.
So, like, and then you have a female friend, she's there with you to ask you to come dance when you're talking to the girls.
Right.
And that she would come up and be like, hey, I thought you were dancing with me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I gotta go, ladies. And they're like, it's okay. It's okay.
So we're dancing,
and the girl would be facing them, and I'm like, are they looking over here? They're like, oh yeah, they keep looking over here, because it's like that association.
Let them watch.
Thing.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me rephrase.
Let's cuck.
It would have to be an attractive woman that right. that comes over as a friend.
Yeah,
to
right.
That. So that way they're like, oh, he's good enough for her, then he must be good enough to dance with us. And then I'd end up dancing with him, and then like another guy would come up and hit on him, and then my buddy would come over, and we'd like alpha male that guy. It was so good, dude. And then he would just be standing there.
So then I'd pull out my gun and point it at him.
Yeah, right. He'd just be standing there. He'll say something like trying to be cute and flirty, and I would just like do like the most dickish laugh, like, you know, that's probably really loud,
right?
But just like something
all the laughs.
And then the girls would laugh at me being a dick to him. It was so good, dude. Oh my
God.
Then
so
they would
good.
High five you.
Yeah, he got you a whole three relationships.
They'd be like, who wants to do some body shots? And
like, no, they weren't that. They were classy, dude. They were drinking mixed drinks. I told you.
Yes. I noticed you have a mixed drink.
They're not drinking Bud Light.
They'll still do body shots.
Oh, I know.
I have a mixed drink, too.
That's what it was, man. It's a weird.
It's like straight up Beavis and Butt into America.
It's so weird, but the pickup shit would work. Dude.
What's
crazy.
Yours got in cherries? Mine's got olives.
What are you, little kid?
So good, dude. What's up with all these kids in here tonight? Dude,
I'm gonna have to use that.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna put that on my profile.
Especially at like Pegasus,
I'm gonna
like one of those places.
Okay, on my profile, I'm gonna substitute. You know, you're on here pooping. With what's up with all these kids in here?
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do at Pegasus, because all you have to do is speak English to them, and they're like, oh, my God. Or, like, just pay your tab. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God.
The king is here.
You bought a beer for your friend? You're rich.
Oh, my God. Is that a Heineken?
Is that your car outside? My bike's right next to you.
Well, so now that everybody has some tips to hit on women.
I don't know how we got from bad relationships to pickup lines, but it's great.
Because I think the only way that it'll end is badly if you start out a relationship with,
well,
what's
I mean,
up with all these kids.
Well, this is why we're going to die alone, because we just give out horrible advice. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Exactly.
That's
again,
secret.
If you take any of our advice, you're gonna end like our title.
It's kind of your own damn fault.
Right. Right, exactly.
Bye, guys.